It takes an extraordinary team to embark on an extraordinary mission. WealthVest presents the 99 Best Marketing Ideas, a podcast dedicated to bringing financial advisors the most cutting-edge marketing strategies. Listen in as your fellow advisors share their top ideas to help you conquer your marketing needs.
Hello and welcome to another 99 Best Ideas brought to you by WealthVest. My name is Matt Haller, and today I am interviewing the author of The Power of Zero, Start Growing Your Tax-Free Financial Practice Now. His name is David McKnight, and I'm really excited about finding a little bit more about what the power of zero is, and I'm sure all of you are too. And David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your history. So you've been doing this power of zero thing for quite a long time, according to your LinkedIn profile. It's been actually 18 years and 11 months, so you're coming up on your 19th year. Tell us about where this came from, and give us a little background on your history, please.
Well, I started in the financial services industry back in 1998 and did not write The Power of Zero until January of 2014. So the ideas in The Power of Zero were a long time in coming. But I've really been interested in the topic of higher taxes in retirement ever since I heard of a guy named David Walker, who was the Comptroller General of the federal government, which means he was basically the CPA of the USA. And back in 2009, he appeared on 60 Minutes and wrote a couple of op-eds, basically saying that tax rates in the future would have to double just to keep our country solvent. That's a pretty audacious statement. And some radio show hosts tried to call him out on it, but he backed everything up with the numbers. And so here we are, 10 years later, and the national debt is no longer $10 trillion like it was back then. It's now $22 trillion and change. And so I think that this message of higher taxes in the future, as it pertains to 78 million baby boomers who are looking to wring every last bit of efficiency out of their retirement dollars, it's never been more relevant today. Been more relevant in the past than it is today.
Well, let me ask you, this is a very loaded question, and if you think it's a terrible question, you're more than welcome to tell me. But, you know, with the 401k system that we have in place, I mean, some of these people are punting their tax liability until much later down the road. Do you address that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that historically we've been addicted to the tax deduction that we get from the 401k. We love getting a tax deduction, but we have to remember that the true purpose of a retirement account is not to give us tax deductions. It's to maximize cash flow at a period in our lives when we can least afford to pay taxes, and that's in retirement. So certainly those people who love maxing out their 401ks, even above and beyond the match, those people are squarely in our crosshairs in terms of trying to get our message across, because we feel like the best way to maximize cash flow in retirement is to pay the taxes at a lower rate today to avoid paying at a higher rate somewhere down the road.
Now, with your book, if I'm a financial services professional, and what you just said resonates, which, by the way, I know it resonates substantially with a big part of our audience, let's talk about what people can do. Let's break down the book. Let's break down this system. And then obviously we're going to talk a little bit about how people can engage with you and your services here in just a few minutes.
Great.
So break it down, brother. Let's start from the beginning. Somebody starts, they open up the book. What are they going to see? What are they going to do? What are their call to actions? And how can I use this to truly separate myself from the advisor down the street?
Well, chapter one is called A Gathering Storm, and I basically start with the story of David Walker, who appears on a national, he actually appears on a national PBS radio show, and tells the radio show hostess that tax rates have to double, and she doesn't believe him, and he says, look, I can give you a four-letter word to explain why tax rates have to double, and she couldn't guess what it was, and they open up the phone lines, and nobody calling in could guess what it was, and he says, look, the four-letter word that explains why tax rates have to double is math. Math is a four-letter word that explains why tax rates have to go up. And basically what he's saying is, look, if this were your individual household and you're spending $2,000 and you only have $1,000 of income coming in, you either have to double what's coming in, cut in half what's going out, or some combination of two. So we really make the case that due to unfunded obligations like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and interest on the national debt, that we are slowly going bankrupt as a country. And all of the financial experts in academia all across the country tend to agree with this, and that our publicly stated debt of $22 trillion is actually not accurate. There's a guy out of Boston University named Larry Kotlikoff. He says that the unfunded obligations in our country are actually closer to $239 trillion. So there's going to be a day of reckoning when it comes to the financial situation of our country. And the fear is that if you are spending all of your time investing in tax-deferred vehicles like 401ks and IRAs, you've essentially gone into a business partnership with the IRS. And every year the IRS gets to vote on what percentage of your profits they get to keep. Not a very good business partnership to be in. So you could have, for example, $1 million in your IRA, but unless you can accurately predict what tax rates are going to be in the year you take that money out, you don't really know how much money you have. So the first chapter of the book, we really try to make the case that tax rates, even 10 years from now, are going to be dramatically higher than they are today. Therefore, we as Americans should undergo a fundamental change in our approach to retirement planning.
Now, from a communication standpoint for financial services professionals listening to this, how do they begin this conversation? Because everything that you just said there, by the way, everybody, if you didn't write down some of that stuff from a scripting perspective, you just really gave a whole chunk of gold there, man, which I really, really appreciate. What else can people do along these lines using that idea, that script, that philosophy to re-engage maybe some people who maybe kind of fell off the radar?
Well, what I found, experience has shown me that the number one way to engage someone who may seem a little bit lackadaisical or apathetic about tax rates, you have to convince them that tax rates in the future are likely to be dramatically higher than they are today. Therefore, they need to shift their paradigm. They need to shift their approach to retirement planning, because that absolutely is the case. That if you believe that tax rates in the future are going to be higher than they are today, then you should not have the vast majority of your retirement savings in 401ks and IRAs. And I found that the number one way to convince people, I mean, there's a number of resources that we've tried to put out into the public domain. The number one way to convince people that tax rates are going up is just have them read chapter one of my book, The Power of Zero. But we've also created a movie called Power of Zero, The Tax Trade is Coming, where we've actually, it's a major motion picture. It's a documentary. It's got a Motion Picture Association of America rating. It's PG for mild thematic elements. And so what we did in that movie is we interviewed all the major experts in academia, in government, outside of government, government think tanks, advisors in our industry, people outside the industry, Ed Slott, governor of Utah, George Shultz, David Walker, very, very important, Larry Kotlikoff, very important people. Asked them where they think tax rates are going to be even 10 years from now. And most of them, you know, they're all looking at the same music. They're all singing the same song. They're saying, look, tax rates have to rise dramatically. Some people even use the D word. Tax rates have to double to keep our country solvent just in the next 10 years. So I would start by trying to expose them to some of the math, some of the resources that are available by very, very smart people out there, and demonstrate that tax rates are going to be higher in the future. Once they're convinced of that, then they're willing to have a conversation.
So could people who utilize your system, so they have access to this movie, they could do a client event and have people watch the movie?
Yeah, they can actually, through an organization called TUG.org, that's T-U-G-G.org, they can actually, TUG is partnered with movie theaters. 95% of the movie theaters they have an agreement with. So you can go to TUG.org, find the movie Power of Zero, find out if there is a movie theater in your community that would allow you to show it. And as long as you can get 80 people to buy tickets, and actually as a financial advisor, you could buy the tickets to satisfy that minimum. As long as 80 tickets are bought, that movie can be shown in the theater to your clients and prospects. So, and we've had probably between 150 to 200 advisors actually do that all across the country with a lot of very positive results.
how many things? So we're going to turn this on its head a little bit. What are some of the what are some of the things that you have seen in the marketplace today that advisors do from a marketing perspective that you have seen not work as well as the system that we're talking about right now?
I think that the dinner workshop where you're bribing people with a chicken to come in and hear in a presentation on either annuities or Social Security, I think that that was sort of fresh 10 years ago. I think now it's gotten pretty stale. I think that if somebody comes into your dinner workshop and you're talking either about annuities or Social Security, they can probably predict what the words are going to be before they ever come out of your mouth. Mm. So I think that, you know, my whole approach is why default to something that's tired and stale, which is preaching annuities or Social Security, how to, you know, best, you know, draw out your Social Security. Why not present something that is more on the cutting edge, more relevant, more, you know, up to date in terms of what we're experiencing as a nation? And I think there's no better way to get someone's attention than to bring some facts to bear that maybe they hadn't previously considered, namely that our country is on the brink of financial collapse 10 years from now. I would say, you know, we interviewed someone for our movie named Tom McClintock. He's a Republican congressman out of California. He's on the Republican Budget Committee. He says, look, in 8 years, we're going to be in Venezuela if we don't change course in a dramatic way. So I would say instead of defaulting to the old tired approaches, why not adopt an approach that is more relevant and more likely to grab the attention of the client or prospect?
We are all about systems here and processes and ways that advisors can execute this. Now, on your LinkedIn profile, you have a question. I'm going to ask you this question because I think it's a great question. By the way, your narrative is fantastic. It says, what if there were a sales system designed to put you in front of a consistent and predictable stream of motivated prospects eager to adopt the zero DAX paradigm? So what is the sales system? What are you talking about here? And how do you help people who are terrible at executing things execute this better?
Yeah, so about 10 years ago, I was using a seminar system that sort of turned convention on its ear. Instead of, you know, bribing someone with a chicken dinner, we would actually charge people to come into a classroom in a university setting. Why a university setting? Because what we found is that people in a university setting are not bracing for a hard sale. They paid money to be there. They're there simply to learn. They let down their guard. They're more willing to know you, like you, and trust you. And then at the end of the day, they're more likely to schedule an appointment with you to learn more. What we found, though, was that the basic seminar system that we were using in that workshop was very, very basic. We had a lot of people come up to us at the end and say, gosh, I enjoyed the workshop, but it was really sort of investing 101. I wish it had been a little bit more advanced. So I came up with the idea about 6 years ago to build a workshop around the concepts in the power of zero, around the idea that tax rates in the future are likely to be dramatically higher than they are today. So we now have a workshop that is built exclusively around the principles and the power of zero. We still teach it in a university workshop setting. And so now I'm in a position where I can wake up January 1st, have these events scheduled in universities in areas around, you know, scattered around where my office is, and I can actually conduct these workshops and know in advance, waking up January 1st, roughly how much money I'm going to make, how many people I'm going to help, how many people I'm going to be able to talk to that year, because it's such a predictable, repeatable, sustainable type process.
Let's talk about how people can engage with you. So not only should they buy the book, which, by the way, we're going to make sure that we have that in the show notes. And actually, before I ask that question, I just want to comment here. You know, part of the idea of the 99 Best Marketing Ideas brought to you by WealthVest really truly is giving you opportunities to not only find great ideas from existing advisors out there who are absolutely killing it from a marketing perspective, but also bringing you things that are truly unique and different. To be honest, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, David, and I was unaware of that you had a system like this. And in hearing how you explain it, it seems to me that if this is that level of turnkey, it's so different than what everybody else is talking about. And it has this urgency principle to it, which we know is a great way to influence. It can make a huge difference in how you're going to market in 2020. So let's talk about that. So somebody hears this podcast and they're like, oh my gosh, this David guy's great. I'm really super interested in what he has to offer. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
The best way really would be to go to our website, powerofzero.com. It's powerofzero.com. We have a video series there. It's a three-part video series. Opt into the video series, and that's going to sort of lay the foundation for the entire philosophical approach of our marketing program. And then at the end of that marketing, or the end of the three, actually at any point during the three video series, you can sign up for a strategy call with us, with our team. We'll go through and see if there's a territory available in your area, see if you qualify. And if you do qualify, well, we can sort of proceed forward in a partnership where you'll be the instructor, you'll be in the classroom, you'll be teaching the class. But the difference is you'll be using material that's fresh and updated, cutting edge, and likely to really sort of elicit within your prospects and clients this urge to want to act and to get off of the fence and start making some decisions to protect themselves from the impact of higher tax rates.
If you had one piece of advice, since you have worked with financial services professionals for many years, if you had one piece of advice for new advisors or new agents, what would it be?
Well, my one piece of advice is, you know, if you want to get off the roller coaster, you know, my first, 10 years in the career, it was a roller coaster ride. You would meet clients, you do well, and then you'd have a period of time where you weren't doing well. And so all of the savings that you built up during the time where things were going great, the boom times, you'd spend all of your savings during the time when things were going bust. And so it was really hard to get ahead. It was hard to save for retirement. Even as a financial advisor, it was hard to get ahead. And so the antidote to this is you have to have a selling system that's predictable and sustainable and repeatable that can go on autopilot. So regardless of the ebbs and flows in the marketplace, you're consistently presenting to new prospects and clients such that you don't have the same ups and downs in your income. So find an approach that allows you to do that, and you'll be on your way to a very, very successful career.
Now, what keeps you working so hard every day, man? I mean, you've been plugging away at this for really long. Where does this fire come from? What keeps you so focused and so excited about waking up and bringing this philosophy to our audience?
Well, I'm just really passionate about getting this message out. If you look at the numbers, there are $22 trillion in the cumulative 401ks and IRAs across our country. There's only about $800 billion in the cumulative Roth IRAs across the country. So even though most Americans believe that tax rates in the future are likely to be dramatically higher than they are today, it's not being reflected in their actions. So most people have this disconnect between what they think and believe and what they actually do. And so what drives me is trying to make the connection between what people think and what they're actually doing so that they can protect more of their assets in retirement.
Wonderful. Well, listen, man. David, I really, really appreciate it. We're going to make sure that we have all of the different links in our show notes here. And is there anything that I should have asked you that I didn't?
No, I think you've done a really good job of covering the basics. A lot of people do like to set the table for a discussion about this type of stuff just by handing out a copy of the book. If they want to get that book in bulk sales, they can go to thepowerofzerobook.com, and it really does a good job in setting the table for the sale so that once you're getting together with a client, then their brain has been conditioned in just the right way. And then laying out a roadmap from that point is very, very easy once the client or prospect has a chance to read the book.
Awesome. David McKnight, author of The Power of Zero, thank you very much for being on the 99 Best Marketing Ideas podcast.
It was an honor. Thanks for having me.
If you have not subscribed to this podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And if you know somebody who really could use this advice, please, all you have to do is click the share button because you should really share this. This is a powerful message where you're going to be able to change the conversation surrounding what you do as a financial services professional. So many people will say to me all the time, Matt, you know, I need a good reason to call my clients. Well, for the last 20 minutes, we just gave you a really good reason to call your clients. And you can say something like, listen, I just heard this podcast. I just bought this book. And it was very, very eye-opening, and I really want to sit down and talk to you about it. I'd love to send you a copy of this book, and in fact, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to get a theater here, and we're going to sit down, and all of us are going to watch this movie together because there's some stuff coming down the pipeline that if we don't make some changes, it can truly affect you very negatively from a retirement standpoint. So for everybody at WealthFest, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of WealthVest or Top Advisor Marketing. The mere appearance of content on the site does not constitute an endorsement by WealthVest or Top Advisor Marketing. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. WealthVest or Top Advisor Marketing do not make any representation or warranties with respect to the accuracy, applicability, fitness, or completeness of the content. WealthVest or Top Advisor Marketing does not warrant the performance, effectiveness, or applicability of any sites listed or linked to any content. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.